Rob, it was in March, the last time we spoke to this bloke, Central Coast fighter Jamie Mullarkey. That was after he scored his first UFC win in devastating fashion when he smashed Karma Worthy. And Worthy wasn't.
Fight Island.
In just 46 seconds at UFC 260 in Las Vegas. And that's when we spoke to him. But he's back on the coast. Jamie Mullarkey, good morning, mate.
Hey, Jamie.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, going good. Going good, thanks.
Mate, since we last spoke, mate, it's on the up and up, buddy.
Yeah, all happening. We're going again in 6 weeks now, so getting ready.
October 3rd. Mate, now that's in Las Vegas again too, isn't it?
Yeah, this time it'll be Vegas.
Yeah, okay. Paddy and I were wondering, we thought if we might want to come over to Vegas, we could join, register as a UFC fighter and maybe get on a flight. How hard is it to get?
Yeah, I might need a spit bucket holder. So.
Okay. That's me. Yeah, that'll
Jamie,
get us set.
Jamie, I've done worse jobs.
Yes, he has.
Mate, is it hard with the planning to be able to get you and all your crew over to Las Vegas?
Yeah, it is, mate. It's difficult times. It's just like another obstacle that we gotta get to the fight now. Like, that's what I keep saying. You've got all these obstacles to get to a fight: injury, your health, making the weight. Now, COVID's just added to the mix.
Mate, what do you know about this American Devontae Smith? Who you fighting?
Yeah, he's good. He's a good striker. I think it's gonna be another fun fight, where we're both going to meet toe-to-toe in the middle. But I'm looking to put on a little bit more of a technical performance this time around.
Yeah, okay. Fun fight. I like the way you say that.
Yeah.
Don't look like much fun.
From what we see, I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, we're looking to put on a bit more weight. I tell you, I got one mate of mine in here that might be able to help you. If you want. Hey, mate, and how many crew from the Central Coast going across with you?
It'll just be my coach, Ross Pearson.
Yeah. And,
yep.
Mate, what happens? You win this one. What goes on from here?
Mate, I'll just keep on going, keep doing the same thing that I'm doing. I believe that I'm honestly right behind the pack of that top 20. So the guy that I fought in my debut, he's ranked number 13 in the world right now. So
yeah,
I believe I'm right behind that pack. So I want to put on another good performance and then start making a claim for making a run at that belt.
Once you break into that top 20 group, do you find, like, is that when the opportunities really start to open up for you? People start approaching you for competition bouts?
Yeah, not so much approaching me for it, but I have more of a right to say that, you know, like the tougher the competition gets, like, I'll be fighting more tough competition, and when I keep putting on these good performances, they can't deny me.
Yeah.
How much would it cost for us to put a Triple M sticker on your shorts?
I don't know, but we'll have to. We'll talk.
All right,
talk.
Okay,
it's
because
much cheaper without Paddy's picture in it.
and don't sweat
too
much.
Just give him a target
because I don't want to see it come off. All right. Hey, well, listen, Jamie, not too far away. All the best, mate, on October 3rd, and we'll speak to you after the fight in Las Vegas as well, buddy.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Go, you good thing, mate.
Good stuff, Jamie.
Cheers, boys.